This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Little Mr. Worldwide. Hey, we're worldwide this morning, saying good morning to everybody. Got a big old show coming your way. Hope everybody grabbed their coffee and is ready to go. Because if you're just grabbing your first coffee, that would make you about 35 to 40 ounces behind me so far in the Dunkin' Donut world of early morning, 4 a.m. opening up Dunkin' Donuts. God bless you for opening up early or staying up all night. We appreciate it. No question about it. Hey, we got a lot of stuff. ACC kickoff up in Charlotte. We'll have the University of Miami. We got the 8 o'clock hour, actually, with University of Miami, starting with Mario Cristobal. And we'll have four players, including Carson Beck, will be joining us this morning. Quarterback, really haven't had a chance to talk to him. You know the questions. And transferring from Georgia, health, and coming to Miami and getting set to follow Cam Ward as a quarterback of the University of Miami. We'll have all that. Speaking of that, I believe we got our man Woody up in Charlotte right now, ready to go. I'm guessing, let me guess, that room's about 42 degrees. Is it still ice cold early in the morning?
No, it's buzzing down here, man. It's buzzing. There's like one other station over here that's up at our time, Joe, but the coffee situation, I think, is a little different than what you got over there. I think we're dry over here. Bob's here, though.
I asked him if Big Bob there. I miss Big Bob and the kids moving back home.
It's good.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good sign. I was wondering, you know, and you're always afraid. We're all getting a little older. Hey, is Bob there? And you go, no, we lost Bob. I was afraid of one of those. You know, you don't ever want to hear that. But, yeah, you can always count on Big Bob, man. He's been with us for a long time, an engineer up there that always shows up. First guy there in the morning. I can't even catch that guy as I'm hustling coffee up there in the hotel early in the morning, and we get going here. So, Woody, this is going to be a fun one. Besides a kickoff where, once again, University of Miami is one of the favorites to win the ACC, along with Clemson and a batch of other teams that SMU could be in there and Georgia Tech could be in there and some other teams that we'll be talking about a little bit later on. We got the Miami Dolphins set to open up. They'll be reporting today and everybody will be on the field tomorrow. And then we can stop talking about what this person said and that person thinks. And here we go. Because none of that's going to matter. Everything that happened in the offseason, we all have our opinions on it and different things and things that have happened. And it was a wild, I don't know how else to say, it was a wild-ass offseason. There's no question about it. But now it's time to like, okay, you know what? Doesn't matter what anybody said. Doesn't matter about anybody's predictions. Here we go. Start camp and get ready. Get ready. You have a something I can't remember ever having here before in all the years with the Miami Dolphins. Woody, is this the first time I can remember being on the road this long for two preseason games, going, getting there early against Chicago, and then going right from Chicago to Detroit for I believe, what was it, a Sunday and then a Saturday game. So the team's going to be on the road a lot. Full roster. Close to 90 players will be there for all of it, and to get some practices in, which now have become just as important as the preseason football games, especially for veteran players getting some work, and then everything else that goes with it. And before you know it, we'll have Jacksonville here. We'll be wrapping it up. We'll get to our 53-man roster, and bam, off and running with the Colts in the opener up there. Most likely Daniel Jones is quarterback, although I guess they're saying yesterday it could still be wide open. Anthony Richardson still could be in the picture up there. So we got a lot of stuff to get to. Marlins, man, they had their chances last night. They had some chances, got a lot of hits, end up losing that game 2-1. And I got to be honest with you, man, through six or seven innings, I go, they're going to come back. They've been coming back. They're going to come back and win this. Because this team has either in every game or find a way to come back and win. Yuri Perez was really good again last night. Kyle Stowers hits another home run, 22 on the season for him with 60 RBI. He has just been fantastic. All right, so we got a little news. It's not official, but a lot of people are reporting that the Dolphins are all over this Rasul Douglas, the veteran cornerback who's been with the Buffalo Bills, played 15 games last year, is on the radar to get signed here. I'm guessing the only thing, because they've been teasing each other now for Rasul Douglas and his agent have been teasing the Dolphins. Dolphins are obviously interested. Rasul Douglas is going to be 30 next month, that they'd like to get him down here and get some more experience at the cornerback position. And I can only guess this has to do with money, right? At the end, Dolphins want to go on the cheap, and Rasul Douglas is looking to get paid one more time before this thing officially comes to an end. So I get it, and we'll be talking a lot about all of that stuff. So I want to get into a couple other things here, including a couple of players that are going to be up there today in the 8 o'clock hour. We're calling University of Miami 8 o'clock hour, besides Mario Cristobal. And it's going to be fun. Carson Beck, as I said, is going to be up there. Francis Maunoa, the right tackle. Akeem Mesidor and Wesley Bissaint will be joining it. Two guys from the offensive side of the football and two guys from the defensive side of the football. It is interesting, everybody's got an opinion on Carson Beck. Played at Georgia, started a lot of games, had a 24-3 record, threw for a lot of yards, got hurt, and just now coming back, and everybody is saying he's at 100%. We'll talk to him about that stuff coming up here. But I think we're all kind of curious to see his take and how he picked the University of Miami. The last couple of months, it looks like he's really made a big jump. He missed all of spring football. It seems to be close to 100%. So, lot to get to. And by the way, I hope this just doesn't come down to Carson Beck has to throw it 50 times a game and they got to outscore everybody in the second half of every game. I'd like to see that defense of Corey Heatherman, their new defensive coordinator, put together, hopefully, a much better defense. They've added a lot of guys in the transfer portal, especially in the secondary. Brought in a lot of guys. Zachariah Poyser, Xavier Lucas, two guys that jumped to kind of head of the class there. Two of the higher-ranked transfer portal guys. We got rankings for everything now, Woody. We got high school rankings. We've got transfer portal rankings. We've got first transfer portal and second transfer portal that opens up after spring or at the end of spring football. to upgrade your team. And once again, Mario has done everything he can to try to upgrade this team, especially in that defensive secondary with safeties and cornerbacks after what happened last year. And it was bad. It was really, really bad. They could not get stops at the end of games.
Mm-hmm.
And you just put
it got
your
ugly
team
towards the end of the year.
Yeah. So anyway,
hey, wasn't it funny though? Isn't it funny that everyone seems to have their mind made up on Carson Beck? And I know that he's been involved in the social media stuff and, you know, had the high profile girlfriend or whatever, but everyone seems to have the book on this guy without even, you know, seeing him practice here for the Canes yet.
Yeah, it is his image and what people have said about him. It is, hey man, if I'm him, I'm just going to not say much. I'm sure he's seen everything. And just go, hey, man, I'm just going to go out and play, not worry about it. And I got a fresh start. I'm in a different conference, and here we go. But you're right, Woody. You're right. There have been a lot of negative things said about him coming out of Georgia. Now, listen, the guy got hurt. And I always say this about everyone. Nobody gets hurt on purpose. No one. And but he didn't stay around to get healthy and go back to Georgia. He has moved on. And the Hurricanes really wanted to get him, had their doctors, I'm sure, look at everything and say, hey, man, he's gonna be good to go in late July, so let's roll with this thing. But it is, Woody, you're right. Either people aren't talking about him no longer about being one of the top quarterbacks or all the other things that have been said about him coming off of his injury. 24-3.
Yeah, a lot of it's unfair. Joe, you know, look, you know Mario as well as anyone, right? Do you think Mario's going to bring in some guy who he thinks is going to have, you know, off-field problems and social media problems and all that kind of stuff?
No.
You know Mario real well.
I think that Mario and his staff, along with everybody else that makes those decisions, because it's a big financial decision, my take is they did their homework over and over and over again. They met with him. They talk to him. You want to make sure he's really into it and, you know, everything else with it. Like, okay, we're interested in you. We want you to come down here. We got all the things that Cam Ward needed to get him to where he wants. You have the same goal. We think we have the same things for you, starting with a really good offensive line, one of the better offensive lines in college football with everybody that's coming back. Yeah, I think Mario did his homework. Mario didn't just reach way up there and go, all right, let's take a chance on this one. Yeah, I agree.
This is their equivalent of a first-round pick, though, isn't it? Like, the amount of work that they have to do for this. I mean, this is the college equivalent of having a first-round quarterback.
Yes. No. Hey, look, and I've said this before. If it wasn't going to be Carson Beck, I think the Dolphins' seventh-round pick, again, he made a different decision to go a different, you know, ends up being a seventh-round pick for the Miami Dolphins, but I really believe that he would have been, talking about Quinn Ewers, he would have been on everybody's list too as one of those special guys that started a lot of games at a big program, and there would have been teams that, like Miami, that were sitting there with guys they've recruited out of high school but haven't played a lot that would have done the same thing. So, you know, it's so funny, Woody, I talked about this yesterday. I know you and I have talked about this a lot. If I'm a two or three star quarterback, I'm going to a smaller program that throws the ball a lot. It's got a reputation being a really good system, and I'm gonna go play for them. I'll tell you, school Washington State right now is the hot school. Washington State, Cam Ward's backup, now going to start at Oklahoma. Somebody said it was about $5 million a year to go to get him. And by the way, Miami Hurricanes were interested in him. They were all over that one too. So go to a smaller program, put up some big numbers, and somebody is going to look at your numbers, look at your tape, and bring you in. Smaller Division I program, you can transfer, you know, the world of the transfer portal. It's basically you're a one-year free agent every year. No matter what anybody says, everything's 1 year. If you're not happy, you can leave. Hell, you can leave just about any time you want. It's a crazy world out there. So anyway, Carson Beck will join us with Francis Maui Noah. They'll join us together coming up in the 8 o'clock hour after we get a chance to talk to Mario Cristobal about getting this thing going. It's so weird because that job, I got to tell you, to be a head coach in college football with all the recruiting, and I said this yesterday, Woody, not just recruiting for next year, but 2 years out. It's not only next year's recruiting class, it's a year after that you're trying to get a jump on, and they already have rankings on players that are going to be from sophomore to now going to be juniors. And then juniors to seniors is obviously the next class up. And then the transfer portal. So it never stops, man. It never stops. If you're wondering why the recruiting staff is getting bigger and bigger and has more titles, because it is such a huge part from coast to coast. And that's the business that the Miami Hurricanes are in right now, coast to coast, to get the best players, why they're all doing this. All right, we got to go to break. We've got a lot of stuff. Woody's up in we got to get you. Did we at least get you some caffeine, like a caffeine drink or something? I know you're not a coffee guy.
Things are very quiet here, man. I think we got breakfast opening up at 7, though. So we'll make a run for some 7:30, Bubs. Oh, 7:30. Wow. So you would have been struggling here, man.
No, I don't, because
they have
I
a
had
coffee maker in the room, but I don't know. Those things are tricky.
I'm not a big hotel coffee room coffee drinker.
No,
that's a
well,
Jimmy
that's
thing.
It,
my
that's,
partner
that's all we
loves
got here.
My Jimmy Cephalo loves the coffee in the room, not me. But I got to tell you,
I've been told it's not very good.
I go right down, and I'm drinking. I go down to the manager, the overnight manager, and the security, because you know they're jacking coffee all night at that hotel, and they're nice. You start talking to them, they go, "Oh, would you like some of our coffee?" You got to work them a little bit. One of them goes in the back, get you a big boy. And they go, "If you need more, just let us know." Well, hell yes, I'm going to need more. Next break, I'm going to need more. And you're off and running, man. You are off and running, ready to go. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be checking back in at Charlotte with Woody as the ACC kickoff, starting with the Miami Hurricanes, who are going to kick this whole thing off the first of a few days. And all the different teams, I think it's four teams a day, if I'm not mistaken. Right now, I want to talk to you about the other part of sports that nobody likes to talk about, and I've already talked about it this morning, sports-related injuries. And if you're listening to me right now, and you're still active, and you're still competitive, you know the deal. Whether it's you, your kids, or anybody else in your family, doesn't matter the age, if you're competitive, you will get injured. It sucks to say that. I'm not trying to be a downer this morning, but it sure is nice to have Baptist Health South Florida. Boy, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. So I tell all these people, they go, "Well, I'll just go out of state and go to a top specialist." They go, "You don't need to." I mean, you can. You want to try to get in, see a top one around the country, go ahead, but you don't need to. Now when you got Baptist Health South Florida and that great sports medicine program that takes care of Inter Miami, the Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. You can go on and on. All the high school, college, and professional athletes. Matter of fact, we got a lot of athletes come here to South Florida to get a second opinion from the top specialist in the business. What's that mean? If you're going to be a top sports medicine program, you got to be across the board. You got to have a lot of knee doctors for, ACL, MCL, reconstruction, the whole deal. Shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. Oh, yeah, the Achilles become one of the worst problems we have right now. Nobody stretches out that Achilles, and the next thing you know, we got everybody getting injured, but it's no problem because we got doctors that know how to fix it, and we got great facilities to go with it at Baptist Health South Florida Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, out at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility in 595 in Pine Island Implantation. Good morning, Dr. Swartzen, my man. Visit Baptist Health. .net/ortho. One go every day. One go every day, man. It's about all of us staying healthy, getting back out playing the sports we all love the most.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, in the ACC kickoffs here, and this is just about the time that the players in the NFL all start to report, and the Dolphins will be checking in today and be on the field tomorrow, full squad, and we'll be off and rolling. Of course, ACC kickoff, University of Miami will be with us here in this 8 o'clock hour coming up today. Mario Cristobal, Carson Beck, Francis Maui-Noua, Akeem Mezidor, and Wesley Bissaint will join us. Two players from offense and two players from defense and a head coach. And we'll have a lot of stuff to talk about. And then they'll come back and they'll be practicing. And before you know it, we'll be full-blown football going on right now. By the way, last night, man, Marlins, a lot of good things going on. 2-1 loss in the first game against the Padres. Stowers hits another home run, now 22 on the season for him, and 60 RBI. Yuri Perez is pitching his ass off right now, just throws hard, throwing with confidence. So there's some good signs. Now I got one thing, man, and I don't want to get carried away about this. Don't go get rid of all these guys. I'm guessing Kyle Stowers is going to have some value. They got him on the cheap for like the next 5 or 6 years. Team control. You got to keep, like, you found a guy. He goes opposite field last night. Left center, home run. Keep him. You got to keep some of these guys. And I know what people are going to say. Well, what's the deal? We might as well just go out and get more good players for him And I'm like, you know, people like him. He's good for business. And he's that guy. You wonder, guys are going to have breakout seasons, right? We talked about all those guys that they've traded for the last year or two, year and a half. All those young players got top prospects. We know about what happened with Baltimore, and he's part of the Baltimore deal, although everybody thought Norby was going to be the number one guy. And so far, it's been Sowers. Not that they're giving up on Norby, who's got an injury right now. But and you're hoping some of these prospects that you got who had maybe a cup of coffee in the big leagues and now get a chance to play a lot more. We got a few great stories on this team. You hope you'll keep them and build, and if you got to get some more, great, but don't get rid of some of these real good guys. And last night, Perez was one of them, and Stowers continues since that Baltimore game before the All-Star break. He has just been friggin' on fire with home runs and driving in runs for this Marlins baseball team. All right, so the Miami Dolphins also getting set, as I said. Still, every time something comes out, it's going to be perceived to be negative, where the rankings on the team, and now they do group ranking and team ranking. And I guess yesterday, ESPN All Day Dan Day came out yesterday with the team ranking as far as talent goes. ESPN had this out, and I mean, okay, but it really doesn't have anything to do when you get ready to play the Colts in an opener. It has nothing like okay. I'll tell you what I look at. I look at matchup quarterbacks. That's what I look at. I'm looking at, okay, here we go. Got the opener coming up. Daniel Jones versus Tua Tagovailoa.
See, ESPN has Anthony Richardson as the projected starter in the play.
I don't know if that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't see it. So Anthony Richardson's a big physical, talented freak. I remember when he's at Florida. Big, strong, could run, got a big arm. But he didn't play a lot. He had the 1 year. A lot of people thought he should have come back for another year. But I can't blame the guy. Ends up being a high draft pick, and that's what it's about, even though he wasn't really ready. But I got to tell you, for a big guy, he seems like he gets injured just about every time he takes off and runs. He's injured for, again, a big guy. And so I don't know. I just think Daniel Jones is probably going to have the inside of that job. Also, a high first-round pick in his day and getting a second go-around here after things didn't work out with the Giants. But you got to win that game. I don't care how, but if you got Tua in this offense in that first game, I feel good about your chances of beating the Colts. We're not playing the backup quarterback. We're going to be playing with Tua in that first game. And honestly, if I'm look ahead, I guess New England's ahead of us now in talent. They're saying New England had one of those teams ahead of us too. I don't know where everybody was. I don't really care because we're a better team than New England, and they're coming down here in this heat for game two. You got to win that frigging game. That's 2-0. You got to start.
Also, it's the beginning of Mike Vrabel's head coaching with New England. You're figuring they're still trying to get their footing two games in. You got to get a win at home.
Well, listen, they had a great draft, I'm sure. They got the best offensive tackle. They had a ton of money in free agency, and they went out and they got a lot of guys. They got a frontline cornerback. They did real well. They got a pass rusher. They got some really good players. Got a good defensive tackle that tore it up in the Super Bowl from the Eagles. So they went out and got some really good players. Spent some money. I mean, spent money. But you still got to play together. Still don't know how many weapons they have at the wide receiver position. I don't know about Stephon Diggs. I don't. And I'm not saying anything's going to be easy. And yeah, I'm sure they're saying the same thing. We got the Dolphins. But boy, I'll tell you what, getting off to a really good start this year with that schedule. And who they're going to play. And I also know Buffalo's in week three on a Thursday night. And I know the Baltimore Ravens are going to be about 3 or 4 weeks later. And to me, Kansas City, I mean, if you're just looking off last year and what they've done or what they haven't, or they haven't lost key players, and it looks like all those top teams, Buffalo, Baltimore, and Kansas City were able to keep a majority of their guys. And so you got those three guys, three teams, as your favorites in the AFC. I do. But to me, that second tier is wide open. Now, I heard all the shows yesterday in Denver and the Chargers and Cincinnati. I get it. I know why, too. Cincinnati played great in the second half. Had all those shootout losses early, and then were able to get some wins, and what actually got their record to 9-8, if I'm not mistaken, came back and had a winning record last year. So all those things will come into play, but all this stuff about rankings and whatever little jabs that are negative towards the Dolphins, they really don't mean anything. They don't. Now, if you made up your mind and you're like, I don't think they're going to be very good. Okay. Well, we're going to find out. Well, I think they're going to be good. Okay. We'll find out, because it is now time to put this roster together. All I know is the front office has told the owner of the team that they're really good. They got a good team and they got a chance. So from there, we'll go. If it doesn't work out, I think you know what happens. If it works out, it's a great story. Keep going. But for me, it all starts at the quarterback position. I know secondary. I know, you know, right now it's not strong. It doesn't have a lot of experience. I understand that. Maybe offensive line doesn't have enough depth, and, you know, you need your front guys to stay healthy. Your pass rushers, you got some guys that have had some injury at pass rushing and that stuff. But if just – got to win games, man. Nobody wants to hear about your roster. Just, you got to get those guys ready. Got a good coaching staff. Get them. And let's go. You can still have your opinion. I get it. I see them every day. I see the texts come in every day. And, you know.
Well, it does feel like your expectations are higher than most, Joe. I mean, you do realize that, right?
That mine are?
Yes. I mean, that's the vibe I get from you. You feel like things are going to go somewhat well for this team, and that's okay. But, you know, people see that stuff like Barry put out last night about how doom and gloom it is that, you know, they got the 24th ranked roster and, you know, we're 7 years into the rebuild and all that stuff. And I think fans are, you know, at the tipping point here, man.
Well, first of all, I don't know how it's going to go. So if I'm saying I think you guys think I'm saying they're going to go 12-5 or something, I'm not saying that. But it's like, okay, everybody's. Pretty much everybody that's had a voice in this, fans and media, have given their opinion on what they think this team's going to be. And they might be right. They might be right. And some of you just want it to be bad because you want everybody gone. And that's okay, too. The Dolphins have done that to you.
There's a big contingent of fans that want that, yes.
Yes. So, hey, listen, man, you think I'm living...
That's dumb, by the way. I don't know why people want that, though. I hate rooting for your team to lose just so people can get fired. That's the worst.
Yeah, I would like to see a surprise instead of an underachieving team. I would like to see the surprise. I would. I'm not disliking on anything. Now, listen, this is the first year somebody sent in a text, are we going to be out there? No, we didn't get invited this year. We're out. I'm guessing, you know, whatever. You can read into it. I don't know for sure. I know what I've been told, but... For the first time in 30-something years, we have not been invited out to camp. And I get we don't have radio rights, but we also have a morning sports show, and we're not. So that's fine. I'm okay with it. I'm not – whatever it is that made the decision or whoever, I don't get it, but I understand. If, you know, it's your product. I hope it has nothing to do with the negativity that we've all shared this offseason with things that have head-scratching things that have taken place. But, yeah, we will not. For people asking if we're going to be out there and you're going to see us out there, you won't. We'll be out there to watch some practice later
that
on.
That should go over well with the fans, Joe.
What?
They're not having you out there camp. That should go over well.
I just wanted to get it.
Everyone over there but themselves. It really is remarkable, though, isn't it?
I don't know who they should not worry about anybody else but themselves is what they should be worried about. This is not, you know, a PR. The only PR that matters is win games. That's the best PR you can have. Win games. That's it. So, but yes, I just want to let everybody know we will not be at camp. So if you're going out there when they open up, we will not be out there. We will not be down in the tent. Woody will not be grabbing that early breakfast from that delicious food down there. We'll not be walking around the field. We'll be right here in the studio. We are going out to Miami Hurricanes, though. We got some stuff booked out with them that we'll be at. But, yeah, first time in 35 years we have not been at Dolphins training camp through all the different places and locations. So this will be the first time. I know things have changed. I get it. All part of that great communication we have. All right. Hey, listen, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning, man. We're just getting started as football is about ready to start. The Miami Dolphins tomorrow on the field. And the ACC kickoff, I believe, University of Miami's first team up, Woody, today. Is that what I saw on the schedule? First team up?
Yes, I think you're right about that. The first team up for us, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. 8 o'clock hour with the U and get into everything, including what a schedule, man, the first four games, huh?
Yeah.
Notre Dame.
It's a tough schedule to start.
Notre
There's
Dame
one other thing
Florida.
That matters up here, though, Joe, in Charlotte. You know what that is?
What?
It's not till later in the week, though.
Oh, the Belichick story?
Oh, yeah.
I saw that. I saw, you know, it's funny. The two stories were Carson Beck and Bill Belichick. I was reading stuff last night. I was like, wow. All right. So that's where
we
are.
That's weird, man. It's weird to think Belichick's going to be popping around these different radio stations down here, but you know, I don't know if he's going to do that or not, but it's weird to think that he's going to be walking around this building.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, we got to go to break here. It is going to be weird. By the way, one of the strangest things, if somebody would have told me years ago, someday Bill Belichick's going to be the head coach at North Carolina at the ACC meetings, and you are going, no way. And I will continue to say, how would you like to be head of communications, his front man, going around and everybody wants to talk to Bill? And he's like, I'm not.
His girlfriend's going to handle that, no?
She will not be there is my prediction. Woody,
okay.
If she shows up, I don't care what time it is, I want you to text me if she's there. You
got
to grab picture. You got to grab the phone, pop a picture. And I'm just my reaction is you got to be effing kidding me that she showed up. There's no way. I'm going no way she shows up for that day that he flies in or drives in from North Carolina. I don't know how far it is from North Carolina. To,
what if I show her a picture of you? Maybe she'll get Bill on with us because I know she has a thing for older guys.
I'm too young, brother.
I
think I'm about the same age as the other boyfriend she had. I think he was in his 60s.
Well, once she's done waiting Bill out, then you know you could be on deck.
Yeah, but I can't buy her properties, man. That wouldn't.
That's true.
That wouldn't fly.
Yeah.
No. I'm not leaving Mrs. Rhodes either. All right. Hey, we got to get to some serious business here for just a second, Woody, before you get me in trouble. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, man. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, about great service, man, has been for 35 years right here in South Florida. Hey, first-time home buyers, he's got a great program for you. Get you qualified so the next time you find a home and you have a chance because you've been losing out, he's going to get you the best rates, you're going to get pre-qualified, and you're going to have a chance to finally get that home here in South Florida you've always wanted. If you're self-employed, you've been declined by the banks, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage got a great program for you. I'm just telling you across the board, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage is going to take great care of you. So about get you approved in about half the time at the big banks, and not only that, but the reverse mortgages, one of the many things Michael Kotze does so well. A lot of folks 62 and older living in that same home for a long, long time. I hear you. I'm part of that crowd. You got a lot of equity in your home. Like to get some of that money out. Could really use it late in life. Well, let Michael Kotze do that one for you. Go to Google Reviews on the web. Find out more about Choice Mortgage Reviews. A lot of people saying a lot of good things about the work that Michael Kotze is doing. The man has no life. He's always working 7 days a week. Call or text him 561-441-2730. That's 561 888-441-2730, MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, welcome back, and a good morning to everybody. A lot of football stuff. A lot more football coming up tomorrow. The Miami Dolphins. Full squad on the field. They'll report today, and we'll see if they are able to add Rasul Douglas to the mix, a veteran cornerback. Listen, anything you get that's got a lot of experience, and he's one of the guys that I think they've targeted, I could see it. It's got to be at the right price, obviously. And then we'll be checking in here. Woody's already up in Charlotte for the ACC kickoff, the Miami Hurricanes. 8 o'clock hour is going to be great. They're going to join us before they get rolling on all their duties up there that they have to do and all their responsibilities. But Mario Cristobal will join us this morning, the head coach, Carson Beck, their new quarterback, transfer portal quarterback out of Georgia, Francis Maui-Noa, right tackle. A lot of people think he might be the best right tackle in college football. Akeem Mezidor and Wesley Bissaint from Central High School in Miami. What a player. What a player. So anyway, we got a lot of guys. Defense got to get a lot better. Everybody knows that. Corey Heatherman, the new defensive coordinator. They got a lot of new faces, man. They have stacked it up. You know, when you go out and you go, okay, the secondary's not good enough, a corner and safety, and you just hit that transfer portal, and that's what they have done. They have picked it up. Zachary Poyser, Lucas coming in as well from Wisconsin, one of the top cornerbacks in the transfer portal with all the drama around that that's taken place in the world of I don't know what the rules are right now in college football because there aren't any. By the way, Woody, did you see the latest one from our favorite coach, Lane Kiffin? Did you see what Lane had to say? Lane Kiffin came out and said, it's $20.5 million, and a lot of teams in this conference aren't following the rules here. They're already way over. And one thing about Lane Kiffin, you just know he's going to say what he's thinking. It is. If anybody thinks that all these top schools are going to stick to a certain number, there's no way. $20.5 million for the whole athletic department? I thought originally, I go, okay, football, and they go, no. $20.5 million for basketball, for every sport you have, men and women. And you're like, ooh, this is a weird one. No way.
Does Title IX play into that too, or no?
No, I just think they had to put a budget on this thing, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, and I might be wrong on this if anybody's up from the U that's still down here, I believe you can still go out and get your own marketing deals as a side money too, which you can work around
marketing
that.
Marketing deals, really? That's what we're calling them now?
Well, NIL deals from the outside, and okay. They're going to go. And
I know what you're saying, but.
But it's just, you're right. No, it is a gray area. I don't know if you really have any gray areas in college football right now or in college sports, but yeah, you could friggin' double.
I'd like to pay you $1 million to come sign autographs for an hour if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, we'll get you the money. We can filter it through something.
There's a big briefcase. Are they still paying duffel bags and briefcases and stuff, or now it's more
I don't think they do that. That would be. I don't think that happens, Woody. That would be
no straight cash anymore.
That'd be straight cash, homie. That would not be part of the program. But
by the way, though, Joe would make it fun, right? I mean, you'd have a lot of balance in the game if you actually did have a salary cap. Not that anyone would listen to it anyway, the problem is, how do you enforce it? Right?
There's no way. That's it. There you go.
Who would enforce it?
Unless the NCAA wants to hire somebody basically for every school. Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's, this almost goes back to the old problem. They're like, all right, no money, except everybody knew certain schools are paying a lot of money under the table. A lot of players are getting paid, and nobody would say anything because there's an unwritten rule. You can't rat down the other coaches that are doing it, and you're doing it. And so now, like Mario says, well, at least everything's on top of the table now and not below it. So this is a system we're going to play with. Let's do it. But if you think everybody's going to follow that $20.5 million, I thought the same thing. Come on. There's no way.
Well, I think the biggest problem is, like, let's say it's, you know, Alabama and Georgia get busted, Joe. They spent $30 million, right? Who's going to tell them no? Or who's going to suspend them or whatever the punishments are these days?
No one. You're right.
What do you think, the NCAA is going to call him up, or are they going to call the SEC commissioner? Does that guy look like he wants to deal with the NCAA?
The most powerful guy is the SEC commissioner, and he's not doing anything.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. He's not doing squat. Hey, listen, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. We'll get into some more Miami Dolphins stuff as they get set to open up here. And on top of that, we'll have a lot of University of Miami stuff as well and get a chance to talk to Carson Beck in the 8 o'clock hour, quarterback for the Miami Hurricanes. Coming off injury, missed spring football. Looks like he's back to 100%, so we'll talk to him about that. His new weapons, the transfer from Georgia to Miami, and everything else, and the big part of the decision. I can tell you one of the big decisions is that offensive line, which is expected to be one of the better offensive lines in college football at the University of Miami this year. Hey, right now, I want to talk about something very, very important to men out there. It hits everybody sooner or later. I think we've all gone through our highs and lows. We have. Things happen in your life, can really really flip your world upside down. It's called real life stuff, and anxiety might kick in for you. Depression maybe is kicking in right now. Maybe the drinking's gotten a little out of hand. Doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're human. A lot of guys have gone through it. I've been through it, and I'm sure a lot of other men out there going, man, I'm glad I got through that, okay? Well, if you're going through it right now, Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale might be the answer for you. These folks, they really get it. They've helped 19,000 people in 13 years with treatment for mental health and substance abuse, led by expert doctors and therapists who build a plan around you. Inpatient, outpatient, virtual care, most insurance accepted. Now, if you need a reset and you've been thinking about this and loved ones around you have said you need to do something, Recovery Unplugged is your spot. Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged, heal out loud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.